Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 390, and I'm Barry Kantz, your host for the show. Hey, I want to welcome you, and I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy day to stop by and take a listen to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And if you want to contact us further or find out more information about the show, the best place to go would be to check out the website at hometravelagent.net. And on the website, you can find archives of all the past shows, and you can sign up for the newsletter. And the newsletter, what we do is send out the show notes once a month, and that's the only thing we do. We don't slam your inbox with any more email other than that. So feel free to go sign up for the newsletter and get the show in your inbox every month. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS. The initials for the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And you can always email me. In fact, I love to hear from the listeners. And you can email me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. Well, we are a NACTA affiliate, the National Association of Career Travel Agents. We have been an affiliate with them for a long time, and we're proud to have them on board with the show and the show on board with them. So it's a pleasure being a part of the NACTA family. And I encourage you to check out NACTA at NACTA.com, NACTA.com. Well, we have a little bit of a different show today, and Laureen and I are going to wing it on our own. And what we're going to do is give you a little bit of background. So what I want to do with that is get right into it here. So with that, we'll jump right into the meat of the show. So here we go. Well, welcome everyone. It's time for Laureen and Barry to entertain you. Actually, that's really true because we don't have a guest today. And what we thought we would do this month is to give you an opportunity to get to know us. You know, we go through every month. We have guests on, and we talk to the guests, and they talk to us, and our guests tell us and tell you who they are and what they do and why they do it. And so you get the whole story about the guests, but you've never got a chance to get to know Laureen and I a little bit better, unless you started listening to us back in about September of 2005 when we first started the show, and then followed it all along. And with all those shows, you may have picked up a little bit of information about Laureen and I, but in this show, we thought, well, let's give people an opportunity to get to know us, and then you know the person behind the voices here, and I think that's a good thing. Now, next month, we do have a guest coming back on, but for this month, it's Laureen and Barry talking about who we are and what we do. So, with Laureen here, I want to make sure that she gets a chance to jump in here. So what do you think, Laureen?
I think it's a wonderful idea because we have had the opportunity to work together for, did you really say like the number, it's like 12 years now?
13.
And 13, oh, yes. And we've had the opportunity to be able to get to know one another over the years, which is amazing. So I'm going to start a little bit asking Barry a few questions so that you, the listener, get to know who he is and see how wonderful he is. So Barry, tell us a little bit about your adventure on what got you into doing a podcast.
Well, back in, I think it was about 2004, I wanted to be a travel agent part-time because I loved the idea of selling travel and making people happy and learning about new destinations and even traveling to some of those destinations myself. So I began the process of learning how to be a travel agent. Well, about that same time, since I'm kind of a geeky kind of person, I was also into electronics and computers, and I learned about this new thing called a podcast, which just came on the scene about October of 2004. So I thought, well, why don't I put those two ideas together and use the podcast to talk about my experience of becoming a travel agent? And that's what I did. I started the podcast and talked about what I was doing to learn about the travel business and what I was learning. And I got into that, and lo and behold, around, maybe July of 2005, I have a listener, and I keep getting emails from this listener saying, you know, you should do this, you should talk about this and that. And I emailed this listener back, and I'm sure by now you've probably guessed who that listener is. I emailed the listener back, and I says, why don't you join me on the show and help me out, and we'll talk about this travel agent experience together. And she agreed. And, you know, what a fortunate event. We've been together, Lorraine and I have been together ever since. I kind of dropped the travel agent idea because, as a podcast listener, I was listening to Geek News Central, a guy by the name of Todd Cochran, talking about putting together a company to produce podcasts and host podcasts and help people become podcasters. And Todd was looking for people with certain talents, and he needed a lawyer on his team, and I happen to be a lawyer. And so I emailed Todd back and said, yeah, I'm a lawyer. I'll do what I can do to help you out. And well, anyhow, we put this company together, which started consuming time. It was in the technology space, and it had some potential. So the travel agent part of it slid away for me, and now I'm a part of this company called Raw Voice, and we provide podcasting services throughout the world for podcasters all over the world. And our brand is Blueberry, and it's spelled funny, B-L-U-B-R-R-Y. And we have the most popular podcasting app out there on the market that podcasters use. But anyhow, getting a little bit too far away from the travel business, that's how I kind of slipped out of the travel business and slid into the podcasting technology arena with a new company. And here I am today. Lorraine and I are still doing the podcast. Lorraine is the travel agent, and she provides the travel agent content. And I'm here in the background quite often supplying the technology and the audio engineering piece that puts it all together. So that's where we're at, and that's how we're doing it. Now, Lorraine, I know you have a different story and have gone down a much different track. So how did you get into all of this?
Well, I have been a tech geek, girl geek, for a long time. I began doing podcasts myself way at the very beginning. By the time Barry and I connected, and by the time I was emailing him, I had already been on a number of podcasts, which was fun because I was at the very beginning of when things were being able to be developed, to be recorded, to be able to work, to what is that thing you can actually listen to while you're commuting? That's not the radio and it's not an audible book. And part of that technology allowed me the opportunity to listen to different podcasts as well as do my own. And I did. I heard Barry. He was wonderful. And I just had thoughts about, you know, you could add this a little bit, or have you thought about having that sort of guest, or maybe this guest or this destination? And I'm never somebody who tells someone you should. You should do this, you should do that, because you got to remember, if you're pointing a finger at somebody, that's one finger at them and three fingers back at yourself. And when he said, do you want to help me with it? Absolutely. I'm happy to help with him. I had already worked with quite a few suppliers. I'd already gotten to know a whole bunch of people in the travel industry because I'd already started being a travel agent by then. And it gave an opportunity for us to be able to have guests on, such as, wow, we had people from Holland America, from Royal Caribbean, all over the country with different visitors bureaus and guests and speakers And it was fun. For me, it was the challenge of having a guest come on to be able to share their knowledge so that Barry could record it and I could talk with them. And our premise has always been we have a guest, we introduce them, and we let them do what they want to talk about. And we got to know each other well. And Barry, as the years have progressed, how would you say your technology skills have changed?
Well, actually quite a bit. I started playing with computers when it was the TRS-80 and the memory device was a cassette tape recorder. But now it's a whole lot different. The technology is more software-based. You have to have a lot of knowledge of software. And, of course, you still need some technical knowledge. But that's primarily how it's changed. And I still enjoy it. And I'm also a ham radio operator. I play around with radios and antennas and those types of gadgets, too. So I guess the technology thing is embedded pretty deep. And, Lorene, maybe you can tell us a little bit about your business. You started as a conference planner and ended up as a travel agent, and now you're pretty busy doing the travel business.
I am very busy doing the travel business. In fact, the irony of today is we had to keep moving back the time of when we're going to do the recording because I had someone say, I would like to meet with you today. Can we talk about booking a Avalon River cruise? Absolutely. And so I scheduled that. And then I had documents for a client who was on an Emma River cruise arrive. And she said, oh, I can come up to town today. Let's meet and give me the documents. Okay. And I'm like, Barry, I'm sorry. Can we keep moving the date, the time a little bit? My original journey started in the mental health field. I have my master's in clinical psychology and worked in the field for well over a dozen years and came out of that field. Politics weren't going the way I liked it. It was in the 80s. It was in the HIV and AIDS and substance abuse in the early 80s and mid 80s, which made it definitely politically challenging. Loved what I did, didn't like the politics behind it. So, of course, I changed and I moved into the technology field. Yeah, I know. But that meant the other part of who I was in terms of I loved learning about technology and being a Mac person and how all that developed through. And I gradually started doing event planning. And then I started doing travel, booking travel for people. I'm much more of a seller of travel than the people who take so much travel. I want to, kind of like what Barry was saying, he wanted to make people's vacations extraordinary and fun and have them enjoy the world. And that's what I do. I book a lot of Europe. I book Africa. I book a lot of river cruises as well as large ship cruises. Sell a lot of Alaska, so because I'm on the West Coast. So we will have lots of guests that are suppliers and vendors and people who are from Alaska, because I know that's one of the areas that people really struggle with. They want to be able to have their clients learn about the culture, not just put them on an inside passage. They want them to grow and to be able to understand the history of Alaska. And Hawaii is another one we have a lot of guests from. So that's what I bring into this, is getting to know people, having people comfortable with selling a destination and a product. And that's what this is about. We have an educational podcast for travel agents. We do have some people who are everyday people who like to travel, and they're just here to be able to listen. And I'm you know, Barry, the last 13 years has been amazing. I've watched you grow as Mr. Wizard. I'll often joke about just looking behind the curtain and seeing you back there with your knobs and gadgets and, you know, go away. I'm here. Just let the technology keep growing. And we've really advanced how we've come through all these years. Now it's really become very simple compared to what it used to be, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I think so. The software has made it a lot easier in one respect. But if you want to get deeper into what you can do with the software, it becomes a lot more technical too. So if you just want to produce something simple and maybe like a Word document, it's easy to load up Word and type it up. But if you want to start doing some fancy things with Word and macros and that type of thing, then you have to take a pretty deep dive. So on one hand, it's simple. And on the other hand, it can be very complex. And that's kind of the way producing audio is too, is if we can do it simply. And if you want to produce a great result, then you have to dive into it a little bit deeper. Now, Lorraine, I know you have a passion, and it's kind of a recently developed passion. And it's a great one, and you've done some great things. And I think maybe you ought to tell the folks a little bit about that.
Well, thank you, Barry. One of the things is that this is being recorded in April, and April is known as National Donate Life Month. What Barry is talking about is that I am an organ donor. I'm what they call a living organ donor. I am so very passionate about people in several states. They have different names in California. It has a pink sticker that you put on your driver's license. So after life, you can continue someone else's life. And I had the opportunity about 3.5 years ago. Actually, my journey started more like 4 years ago. Found out a friend of mine was sick. And my question was, how can I help? And that question changed my life forever. My friend said, go get tested to see if you can be a match. Her husband's kidney was failing, and how I was willing to help would be whatever it took. And I did not know anything about being a living organ donor. I only knew about being an afterlife contributor. And that led me to an adventure I would never have thought I would be on. But I became an altruistic donor, which meant that when I gave my kidney, it literally went to a stranger. I had no contact with that person. I didn't know who it was. It wasn't to a friend. It wasn't to Barry. It wasn't to Barry's wife. It wasn't anybody in synagogue or church. Wasn't for a coworker. And because it was an altruistic donation, it allowed my kidney to be the first in a chain of events. It happened to be that mine went to someone in Baltimore, Maryland. Then that person had someone given kind, and that kidney went to UCLA, and so on. As you see, it was in a chain of events. And because it was done altruistically, and because here in the United States we have HIPAA, which stands for something, which I'm sure Barry knows what it stands for, but it basically means I would not have any contact with the recipient unless they reached out to me. 2 years after my surgery, and I hadn't heard from the recipient, who I immediately gave all my information, like if they ever wanted to talk to me, here you go. During those 2 years, I became very involved in a program called Donate Life. And it's talking about organ donation, because a lot of people are a little skittish about the topic because they don't know anything about it. And I talk from the perspective of being a living donor. fast forwarding through time, I had the opportunity a year ago in May, actually it's almost been a year, where my recipient reached out to me because that 2 years I'd written a letter for my case manager to give to that person's case manager just to let them know that I wanted to thank them for changing my life. I don't need a thank you from them. I just want to let them know that I really appreciated the opportunity to do something that was so mind-blowing. And 6 months later, they reached out to me. And his name's Mike. He's from Georgia. We had the opportunity to meet one another last October. Nicest man in the entire world. And I'm happy to tell anybody and everybody our story. The gift of life, it changed his life forever. And I'm just really excited to be able to know that I made a difference in someone's life and that you can too. And in fact, the reason they have April as National Donate Life Month is just to bring forward the opportunity for people to have the conversation to share the spare, because we have two kidneys and you really only need one. Why not help someone if you can? And Barry knows that I just returned home from Chicago. They had an event at The Bean, which is in Millennial Park. I believe it's called Cloud Gate. It's this very cool statue. It's kind of the shape of a kidney. And there was an event there on Saturday, and we were trying to do the world's Guinness record, the attempt of having the most living donors in one spot. And we think we did it. It was very powerful. They have a count of 438, I think was the number. They have to verify it. Every one of us had to have documentation signed by our physicians or transplant team, have our ID with us. And it was pretty amazing to know that every person that was there had done something to change someone else's life. They willingly gave a part of themselves to help save someone. A lot of people are, give blood. But this is literally taking an organ out of your body and making someone else healthy. So that's a passion. If anybody ever wants to contact me about it, I will happily share my story. I've had two really dynamic articles written about it. One of them was a stranger donate your kidney to a stranger, and then a story written about what happened after I met Mike. And they're pretty cool. And thank you, Barry, for giving me the opportunity to be able to kind of give a mention to it in our podcast and be able to have our listeners get to know kind of where we come from. They listen to us every month. And you're right. People may not know who we are on the other side of the mic.
Yeah, it's good for people to know who we are and why we do this, where we come from, and why we love what we do so much. And, you know, that's for sure. You know, I still love travel. I still love the travel business. My other business endeavor took me away from that. But this show, this podcast, helps me stay in touch and stay up to date with what's happening in the travel business. And Laureen, you are someone who gives. You give the gift of travel, the joy of having a wonderful vacation. And then on the other hand, you give the gift of life. So that's quite a person that you are.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And I love being a travel agent. I mean, for me, I really am a seller of travel. I really want my clients to have a wonderful time, a unique time. We all know that you can always just, you know, www.cheaptickets.com or cheapgoingtohawaii.com. So many people have disastrous vacations and just need a real human being who can actually do this for a living is a gift. And if you're a travel agent and you're putting people's you know, vacations together. You've made a change in their lives too. So I know I want to thank all of our listeners for hanging in there with us. It's been a long time. We have fun, and we hope you continue listening.
Yeah, and I want to second that thought. I want to thank the listeners as well. We get our enjoyment out of producing this information for you and bringing on our guests. We do have a lot of fun with our guests. Quite often that fun takes place before we turn the record button on, and sometimes it continues right on into the podcast, but we always have a good time with the people we bring onto the show, and I hope you as a listener have a good time with that as well, and hopefully we're bringing you something that's of value to your business, and that's really what our goal is here, and you know, that is the only goal, Laureen. You know, as I say as a disclaimer in this, at the end of the show usually, is we take no compensation for this, and that's true, we don't. We do this out of our love for travel and the fun we get and have with our guests.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it does make a big difference because, you know, we do this because we do it out of the passion. I know that I've got no free cruises out of this. What I get out of it personally is a dedication to be able to focus on something, to be able to bring the gift to people in our audience. And Barry's wonderful to work with. And that is another true gift of being able to do this all these years. Just having someone like him to be able to kind of, okay, we've got a date. Okay, here's our next guest for next month. Awesome. So
yeah, that's all fun. Well, I think, you know, before we bore our listeners right out of their earphones,
that's right,
probably should wrap it up. So and I'll turn the tables on our usual way we do this, and I'll be the one to ask. So Laureen, how do people get a hold of you?
You caught me. If you'd like to email me, I can always be reached at sharptongued@mac.com. And that's spelled sharptongued@mac.com because my business name is Sharp Tongue Consulting. You can always find me on Facebook, my everyday What is Laureen Doing Facebook page. In fact, it's got some nice photos right now that I posted from being at The Bean in Chicago. That's Laureen R, L-O-R-E-N-E-R. It's my Facebook page. And of course, my Sharp Tongue Consulting is my business Facebook page. Barry, what's a good way to reach you?
Well, they can reach me at email, yeah, by email at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And I'm on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS, and that's the initials for the Home Based Travel Agent Show. And if you know, just a word of warning that I've never mentioned this before, but if you look up my personal page, actually you will find that there are two Barry Kantzes from the same town. Well, yeah, at least the same town where I grew up at. There were two of us. So if you're going to friend me on my personal page, make sure you pick the one without the beard. The other one has a very long beard, so and you can see it, and I don't, that's not me. So anyhow.
You're the clean-cut look guy, right?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. So, Laureen, thanks you for sharing your information today and your passion, and it's very appropriate being Donate Life Month in April. So glad we got
Absolutely.
That out there.
Thank you, Barry. And thank you again to our listeners. Keep listening, and we will see you next month.
Bye-bye now. Well, thank you, everyone, for taking the time out and listening to our story. You know, we really appreciate you as listeners, and we're happy to provide you some background so you know a little bit about where we're coming from, and that was fun to do. So next month, we do have a guest scheduled, and that's all set up and ready to go. And I think you'll enjoy what we have coming for you during the next month. So at this time, if you want to drop me an email, do so at barry@hometravelagent.net. I'd really appreciate it. And until next month, we will be here and waiting to have you back. So until then, safe travels, everybody. Stay healthy. Bye-bye now.